Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh yeah, simpler times, it's Hanson. It's Mbop. That's sad when you say simpler times and it was Hanson.
And I had a big crush on Taylor Hanson back in the day.
Yep.
She slash he was gorgeous. A bit of androgynous things happening there. Mm. Still do have a crush. And I've got a crush on this guy too. His name is Steele Saunders. He is the master of SteeleWars.com. This isn't the podcast you're looking for. And he got to meet royalty yesterday and he's on the line now. Good morning, Steele.
Good morning, guys. What a come down after meeting Harrison Ford to talk to you two blokes down in Launceston.
I know.
Mate, it's number one breakfast show in Launceston. Show some respect. We rated a 3.2, mate.
So you got to meet Han Solo live in person. Now, just tell us, was it the greatest moment of your life?
Pretty much, yeah. I am getting married in 2 weeks, so for 2 weeks it gets to be the greatest moment of my life. But they had a big fan event at the Sydney Opera House yesterday to promote the new Star Wars The Force Awakens film. Amazingly, Disney allowed us to see a top secret 8-minute preview at IMAX.
Wow.
And I am contractedly not allowed to say a thing of what was in it.
Yeah.
But I gasped, I laughed. I cried, I gasped, I laughed, I cried several times over. 8 minutes, it is so Star Wars, it was so exciting. We are in for a huge treat. Next Thursday morning at 12:01 a.m. when
yes.
We finally get to see it. The reaction from the audience was like phenomenal, and you guys, this is going to be one of the greatest films of all time. I'm calling it now.
Oh, wow. So that 8 minutes worth of footage, did you have to sign a waiver or did Han Solo just say, hey, don't tell anyone,
yeah.
Do not say anything?
Amazingly, both.
Right.
I did sign a waiver and then afterwards Han Solo did come out to tell us to keep it under wraps. So, bang. I don't respect lawyers so much, but I do respect a good Carillion smuggler.
Yeah, that's right. How do they monitor that, though?
Mickey Mouse is listening now on the transistor to see what I say. It's, of course, owned by the Disney Corporation. And meeting Han Solo on the red carpet, Harrison Ford, he just seems to be having such fun on the promotional trail this time around. It's almost like he's kind of accepted his fate, that he's forever going to be known as this character, Han Solo, where I think maybe in the 90s and the 2000s, he wanted to expand his horizons a little bit. It was a tremendous day to be a long-time Star Wars nerd.
Oh, completely. And if you want to check out, you're going to be on Studio 10 a little bit later on Channel 10. And there's so many fans out there. Was there heaps of costumes and were you dressed up as well?
I just had one of the podcast T-shirts, which is a sort of rip on the old Animal Chin skateboarding T-shirt, Have You Seen Him, with a picture of Luke Skywalker, which Harrison actually looked down at and laughed. He got a bit of a chuckle out of that one. But yeah, there was Kylo Ren, there was Stormtroopers, there was Princess Leia, there was a gorgeous family, two Endor Rebel soldiers, a husband and a wife, and their baby was dressed as an Ewok.
Oh.
I mean, come on. That to me was the biggest push to ever have a baby in my life.
Yeah.
Was to see I could dress him up as an Ewok.
Yeah.
All right, time to
procreate. Yeah, get cracking. Because you're getting married in 2 weeks. Are you going to have a Star Wars theme wedding?
I absolutely am not, Daniel.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a bad start. That's how you'll be wearing that your whole life.
Hey, I'm a nutbag, but I'm not going full nutbag.
Yeah, can never go full nut. Well, how do we find your podcast, by the way?
You can go on to iTunes if you just search Steel Wars, or you can go to steelwars.com. It is free, and there's also a very tight iPhone app that's available, and you can stream or download. The interview and sort of like an audio diary of my adventures in Sydney will be up over the weekend. Also, I do interviews with people of note about Star Wars, and this week we will have from 7:30 on the ABC, Lee Sales talking about her love of Star Wars.
Oh, this is incredible. Like, you've attracted so many incredible people to this podcast, including Leonard Maltin, one of the greatest movie reviewers of all time. Do they just come to you, or do you have to approach them, or do they just go, Star Wars, I'm in?
Well, Leonard Maltin wasn't exactly ringing me to get me to get him on the podcast, but you know, guys like Silverchair's Ben Gillies, he's a huge fan. He's going to be coming to our midnight premiere. You know, he's been on the podcast. Paul Dempsey, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Wow.
They're sort of like lifelong Star Wars fans, and it's interesting to see how the sort of inspiring tale of Luke Skywalker inspired them to look out to the twin suns, in inverted commas, and follow their dreams. So it's pretty cool.
That's right. It brings us together and it sets us apart, the old Star Wars. Everyone loves it. Well, we can't wait. See you on Channel 10, probably about 9:45 today as well.
That's the one.
Beautiful. Steel Saunders, check it out, steelwars.com. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
May the force be with you guys.
And you also.
I love you, my shall Chewbacca. Not pass. Wait, wrong franchise.
Live long and prosper, I believe.
Thanks for chatting with
Exterminate.
Us,
bud. Yeah, thanks for the chat. What an absolute legend. Yeah, check him out. He's a very funny man, meeting Harrison Ford today. So
I'm going to make sure that I'm nude at home watching him on Channel 10, just to let him know that I am, just so he's weird live on TV going, something weird is going on in Launceston.
In a stormtrooper outfit. Perfect.
Very nice. You can check him out on his podcast. It's chilly.
Christmas is nearly...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.